Hey, Randy. What you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Jenny Carlson. Jenny is a sports columnist for the Oklahoman newspaper. On the program, we discuss the 2020-2021 Oklahoma City Thunder season and so much more. Jenny is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands, hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery+. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Save big for back to school at Academy Sports and Outdoors with great deals from Adidas and Under Armour. Footwear is up to 30% off, and Adidas and Under Armour apparel are up to 25% off. Plus, save 25% on backpacks and lunchboxes. Gear up with Adidas and Under Armour at Academy. Offers are valid July 28th through August 8th.
The Dave's single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave's single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
3-2, 2-3, they mix it up, they communicate, worked last night, so far.
Gilgeous Alexander hits the three. Beautiful tip pass by Mello, but Baisley runs the floor and gets the alley-oop.
Coach Stott not happy about that. Calls the timeout right away.
Blazers have yet to hit a three. Gilgeous Alexander hustling down the floor. Muscala from up top, and that's what he's been doing this season, hitting more threes per game. Gilgeous Alexander, checked by Little. Gets to his left. Nice sidestep and finish. Blazers wanted a goaltend. No call. Maladon will try another one from the same spot and gets it this time.
Yeah, just a breakdown in defensive transition.
Blazers have hit a couple over the last few possessions. Helped them make it a 7-point game. Gilgeous Alexander just said, I'll take it myself.
The Thunder played last night and really got toasted by the 76ers down in Philly. Dort.
Lugans Dort.
Dort in his last four games had 42 against Utah. Now the Thunder have like some absurd number of draft picks coming up, right?
Yeah, I think 37 over the next 7 years.
Oh.
Stewart gets an opening in the lane and has a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, Grant Williams.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The first audio piece that you heard, that was courtesy of Valley Sports Northwest. That was Oklahoma City Thunder guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He scored 24 points against the Portland Trail Blazers on January 25th, 2021. And then the last highlight that you heard, that was Oklahoma City Thunder guard Lugents Dort, who scored 24 points against the Boston Celtics on April 27th, 2021. That was courtesy of Valley Sports New England. And on the program, we have a sports columnist from the Oklahoman that covers writes about the Oklahoma City Thunder. We want to welcome her to the program, Jenny Carlson. Hello, Jenny. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's jump right to it. The 2020-2021 Oklahoma City Thunder season was it wasn't the best. They went through a lot of changes during the before the season began. Chris Paul was traded to the Phoenix Suns, and throughout the course of the year, there were so many deals that were made. The Thunder acquired Al Horford, who's an experienced veteran, one of the key players in the league. We're going to talk more about Al in just a moment, but I want to start off with someone that could possibly be the future of the franchise, and that's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And he had a solid 2020-2021 campaign. He got injured, but nevertheless, his 2020-2021 season was solid. Give me your thoughts on Shai and his performance during the season.
Well, he got hurt about midway through the year, and that changed a lot for the Thunder. Had a plantar fasciitis that they hoped would heal, that he would be able to get back on the court. But that didn't happen. And it also, I think, exacerbated their plans with Al Horford. You know, I think that they, you know, wanted to do right by Al, and they knew that he would be somebody they'd probably be looking to trade in the off season. And so they didn't want him to, you know, have to play extended minutes without, you know, a great player like Shai on the court with him. So they shut him down. That was a mutual agreement between him and the franchise. And obviously, had Shai been able to play more, they might have continued to play those two together like they had at the first part of the year, which, frankly, their record getting to the All-Star break was a whole lot better than a lot of us anticipated. And that was, you know, they weren't going to be up towards the top of the West. We knew that. And frankly, I'm not sure they wanted to be. This was a team that at some point knew that the cycle of life in the NBA was going to come around, and they were going to have to rebuild, reload. And as a smaller market team, that was going to happen through the draft. And the best way to get draft picks is to get them of your own record, which, you know, it's not going to be good if you're going to get really good draft picks. So they knew this time was coming. And so, you know, their record the first half of the season was, like I said, probably better than we expected. But I think that they did get a chance to see, even though, you know, that Shai did get hurt, they did get a chance to see him as that dominant point guard, that leader point guard. Obviously, he played his first season in Oklahoma City with Chris Paul and learned a ton from Chris Paul. But at some point, if you're the Thunder, you want to see how Shai Gilgeous-Alexander plays as the leading point guard. And they got a chance to see that a decent amount last year, and the returns were really good. So they feel like they've got a guy in SGA who they can build around and hope to have him for a long time to come. So I think that even though, obviously, as you said, the record wasn't great, they saw some things and got to learn some things last year that they believe will be beneficial moving forward.
Indeed, it will be beneficial moving forward. And again, we're gonna get more into Chris Paul in just a moment, but I want to stay with Gilgeous-Alexander for a moment. He, as you said, he got hurt in the middle of the year, but he had a solid campaign before the injury. He was the leading scorer on the team. He averaged close to 24 points per game, so he definitely handled his business right before the injury. What are some of the, in your opinion, Jenny, what are some of the intangibles that he brings to the Thunder aside from youth and being very vibrant?
Well, Well, I mean, he definitely has all the fingerprints of, you know, a point guard, which I think a lot of times becomes team leader. You know, he seems very mature in the way that he approaches things both on the court and off. Just has kind of a deliberate demeanor about himself. Doesn't ever get too sped up, too emotional. I think that bodes well on the court and off. I think that he's a guy that, you know, he's comfortable in his own skin, which, you know, I think just there's a lot of things about him that make you believe that he's a guy that, you know, is not only going to be able to take the lead role on the court, but also in the locker room. So, you know, this was, you know, with the franchise rolling into a rebuild, obviously they had Al Horford, and I think Al Horford was a great influence in the locker room. He continued to be around the team even after he was shut down for the year. They had Mike Muscala, a guy that they acquired in free agency a few years ago, who is also a veteran guy and I think has a good way about him. I think guys listen to him. But obviously with this younger core, a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be turned to, and clearly his, you know, standing on the team as really their best player. I think that just probably heightened how much guys look to him. I think he's got great upside. I think the Thunder feels really good about what they have in him and you know, building around him, with him, all those sorts of things. I think they're really excited about that possibility.
Let's stay with the point guard position for a moment. We talked about Chris Paul and about, I guess, kind of like, I guess you could say, handing the reins over to Gilgeous-Alexander. But, you know, CP3 had a nice, the Thunder were in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken, last year when they were in the bubble, the crazy situation that had taken place. You know, it was amazing when I found out that when the news had hit that CP3 had been traded to Phoenix. I was in shock behind this. I mean, they did well in the bubble, and they lost in the first round to the Rockets. But was this, Jenny, can you answer this question? Was this basically they wanted to just blow it up and just rebuild and go on a youth revival, or were there other factors that led to the trade of CP3, or was this Chris just saying, you know, I want it out of here?
I mean, I think it was probably a little bit of all of that. When they traded Russell Westbrook for Chris Paul, I think that, you know, everybody knows Chris isn't the youngest guy in the league, and he definitely wants to be on teams that are contending. And he came into a situation in Oklahoma City where they weren't going to contend for a title. They made the playoffs, which was a huge, you know, that far exceeded expectations just because of, you know, who else was on that roster. That did not look like a playoff team, and yet they made the playoffs. So that far exceeded what I think anybody thought that might be possible for that roster. But part of acquiring Chris Paul was the Thunder has always tried to do right by players. If, you know, somebody wants to do something different that they've acquired, they've worked as best they can to make it happen. I mean, heck, think about Paul George. I mean, he went to them in secret the year he gets traded to the Clippers and says he wants a trade. And, you know, they did their best to make that happen and then ultimately make the best out of it for the franchise. And I think that's what they wanted to do with Chris Paul. They didn't just want to trade him for nothing, but they felt like they could get, you know, some players, some picks in return. And that's what they did. So, you know, to make the best situation for Chris, but also for themselves. And, you know, could they have kept Chris Paul? Probably. But the situation is they knew that was probably going to be, you know, a middle-of-the-road team in the West. They weren't going to be, contending for a championship. They were just going to kind of be in that middle road for a while if they kept Chris Paul and, you know, kept trying to you know, maybe be a 7-8 type of seed in the West, which is, you know, that's a fine place to be. But I think the expectation after, you know, a decade basically of having a team in Oklahoma City that is not just making the playoffs but contending for championships with Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, I think people within the offices of the Thunder and outside, the expectation was do that again. And really the only way to do that, if you're not L.A., Miami, New York, if you're not in one of those places, is you've got to do it through the draft. And so, you know, did they want to blow it up? No. But they knew the only way to get it done, to get back to the point of being a championship contender, was to rebuild, was to go young, was to acquire draft picks, was to try to get lottery picks, was to try to get as high as you can in the draft lottery. So all of those things, that's the methodology that's set up right now in the league. You know, they're just not going to be able to lure, for the most part, really big free agents. They're just not coming to anyone other than those coastal teams right now. So they have to build with the draft and try to have a longer runway of success. So, yeah, they could have kept Chris Paul, absolutely, but it would have just delayed what was going to have to happen at some point, they feel like, to truly rebuild into a championship contender type of roster.
All right, and we're going to talk more. You mentioned about with Oklahoma City being a small market and having to compete with the markets like L.A., New York, and Miami. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but let's stay with the Thunder. So Gilgeous Alexander, before the injury, was the leading scorer on the Thunder this past season. Also want to talk about one of my favorite players, someone who's been a tried-and-true veteran in the league, and that's Al Horford. He was the second leading scorer on the team, also was in the top five in rebounds, and also assists and blocks, and as well as steals and minutes played. Now, Jenny, we know that, as we mentioned earlier, that Oklahoma City is a team that's rebuilding. They're young, and they have this youth movement. But, you know, Al Horford brings that veteran leadership. He's kind of fulfilling that role that Steven Adams once had. We're going to talk more about Steven in just a little bit, but just kind of give me your thoughts on Al's 2020-2021 season and what he brought to the table for the Thunder.
I mean, I think he did exactly what the Thunder hoped he would do. I mean, he's another guy in the same vein as Chris Paul. You know, when he arrived in Oklahoma City, I'm sure there was a conversation behind the scenes with Thunder brass that, you know, he is an older player and he wants to be on a contending team. And he obviously recognized that, you know, this wasn't going to be a team that contended for a championship. But, you know, he had been in Philadelphia. There had sort of been question marks about how he fit in. Did he have a role in the NBA? All of those sorts of things. And I think coming to Oklahoma City, I think it helped him to, you know, answer some questions that might have been out there about how, you know, where he was in terms of, you know, being an NBA player for the long term, a guy that could help a contending team. And so I think he was motivated to show that he could, you know, he could be what contending teams would need from him. And I think the Thunder needed him to be that veteran guy that, you know, was in that locker room practice court space to be a guy that could help these younger guys. So I think it ended up being a winning combination for both sides. You know, I think in those situations, Oklahoma City has developed a reputation of, you know, being able to take veterans who maybe have gotten into situations where they, you know, aren't getting playing time or their, you know, their reputation has hit the skids for some reason. And they've taken guys and rebuilt them in a way. And it has to be a two-way street. The player has to buy into what's going to happen and, you know, be involved in that as well. But I think that's worked really well for the Thunder. You know, they've acquired Kemba Walker this offseason. I don't know if he'll ever play a game for them. But it's one of those things that if he does, I think there's a chance he could have the same sort of benefits. If he buys in and says, I need to do some things to show what I can do, and this franchise has helped other guys to do that, maybe I can have the same sort of benefits. So I think it's continuing to build that narrative that, you know, these older, more veteran players that, you know, are maybe not at the tip-top of their game but have something left in the tank have come here and had some pretty good results. So I think that it was I was glad that Al Horford was a member of the Thunder. For a while, I've always enjoyed watching him play, and I just wish it could have been longer and maybe when they were in a contending stretch of the franchise, but I think he's definitely one of those guys that, you know, if the Thunder does get back to that point where they're a contender, you know, in a few years, he's one of those guys that they've, you know, laid that foundation for moving forward.
Wendy's Dave's Single is BOGO for $1. So is the Spicy or Classic Chicken Sandwich and the Spicy or Crispy 10-Piece Nuggets. Get any of these saves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me in a punk band?
We are Lady Punk.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Be puked to 11 front row. Ew.
We are Lady Punk. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply. 90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Wendy's Dave's Single is BOGO for $1. So is the Spicy or Classic Chicken Sandwich and the Spicy or Crispy 10-Piece Nuggets. Get any of these saves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Wendy's Dave's Single is BOGO for $1. So is the Spicy or Classic Chicken Sandwich and the Spicy or Crispy 10-Piece Nuggets. Get any of these saves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
All right, definitely. You know, Al Horford has been, like you said it best, Jenny, he's been one of my favorite players, always been consistent, a great shooter, someone that's been solid and someone that's been always durable for a team, whether during his years in the Celtics or with other teams he's played for, whether it be in Atlanta or even with the Thunder. I want to stay just with Horford for a moment. What we know that Steven Adams was a beloved favorite in Oklahoma City, of course, during the time when Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden were there. Steven Adams was there during that period of time. But I know Steven was so beloved in Oklahoma City, and he was traded this past season to the New Orleans Pelicans. What were the differences in the style of play, in your opinion, from Horford to Adams?
Well, I mean, they're different big men. I mean, Horford's more of that stretch big man, and Steven Adams more of the traditional, I guess you could say, big man. And I think that's something that the Thunder wanted to see, how Shai Gilgeous-Alexander played with more of a stretch big man like Al Horford, who could shoot it. You know, Steven Adams, great player, as you said, beloved by Thunder fans and frankly, teammates, coaches, everybody in the Thunder organization loved Steven Adams. But he was more of that traditional big man down on the block. And there's a place for him in the NBA, and there's a place, maybe a place for a player like him in the Thunder in the future. But to see what Gilgeous-Alexander looked like with, you know, more of that new age big man, I think, was important for the Thunder. So getting him paired up with Al Horford was important. And I think that the Thunder saw, yeah, they liked what he and Horford did together. So I think that probably means that they'll be likely to be in the market for a big man who can play like Al Horford at some point. You know, obviously those aren't, they don't grow on trees. You got to go figure out who they are and where they are, but that was definitely something the Thunder wanted to look at.
All right, and continuing with the youth movement on this Thunder team, Théo Maledon out of France, again, someone who's an emerging talent with the Thunder. And of course, he was in the top five in assists, also in steals, and in minutes played. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Théo and what his 2020-2021 campaign was like, in your opinion.
Well, I mean, all rookies in the league were, you know, it was a challenge. They didn't have basically any, no summer league, no very limited training camp. So any positives you saw out of rookies in the NBA last year, no matter where they are or who they were, was, I mean, pretty impressive. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Thunder liked what they saw out of all their young guys, but I think having an off season to further develop and evaluate and integrate is going to be really important for them. So, you know, what that looks like moving forward, I don't know. But, you know, anything that they got out of Maledon, out of Pokuševski, I mean, that was positive. I think we saw good development, good, advancement out of both of those guys. But clearly having a more structured offseason and training camp is going to be significant for those guys moving forward.
Wendy's Dave's Single is BOGO for $1. So is the Spicy or Classic Chicken Sandwich and the Spicy or Crispy 10-Piece Nuggets. Get any of these saves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two.
two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of this.
Dr. Death.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of.
Starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
It's Wendy's Dave's Single is BOGO for $1. So is the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets. Get any of these faves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
So this is the famous Suicide Squad.
The director of Guardians of the Galaxy has united Bloodsport.
Let's get it.
King Shark.
Nom nom.
Rick Flagg.
This is messed up.
Harley Quinn.
Hey guys.
And Peacemaker.
No, let's show off.
Unless what they're showing off is dope as f-
and made them a team.
These are dangerous people.
What do you guys want them for?
Just to save the world.
What the hell is that?
The Suicide Squad. In theaters and on HBO Max August 6th. Rated R. Under 17, not a movie about parent.
Speaking of moving forward, you know, Jenny, one of my favorite players, the youth movement is alive and well in Oklahoma City. And I really got attention. I mean, this player really caught my attention in the bubble last year, and that's Lu Dort. What a phenomenal player he has been for the Thunder in such a short amount of time, just completing his second season in the NBA. He was in the top five on the team in points, also in minutes played and in steals. I mean, Lu Dort is an explosive player. I mean, he's got a lot of crossover ability. I mean, he is your classic shooting guard. Give me your thoughts on Lu and what he did this past season, and what do you see the future being for him in OKC?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a guy that the Thunder hopes is here for a while. I mean, because so much is in flux, you know, you just never know if that'll happen in the end, if he will be here for a long time. But I think they really love what he's done so far and how he has continued to evolve. You know, his first year, he was a two-way player most of the season as a rookie, and then they gave him a contract and he was with them in the bubble, obviously had a huge playoff series against the Rockets, guarding James Harden most of the time. So he defensively is outstanding, continues to be outstanding, but I think where he can really make strides and did this last year, but I think will continue to is offensively. You know, he was not a great shooter his rookie year, and he still had some struggles this last year. But I think if he can continue to, you know, show some consistency with outside shooting, I think he can be a huge weapon for the Thunder moving forward. And as a guy that, you know, was not he was not a first round pick by any stretch of the imagination. You know, not a high draft pick or anything like that. To find a guy like that who has, you know, has shown himself capable of not just playing but starting and playing big roles, you know, that's a huge find for any franchise. But it's huge for the Thunder as they, you know, start to try to figure out what this next stretch of time will look like for them. I think he's a guy that they really, really love and hope he'll continue to see those signs of progress with him on the court.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of this.
Dr. Death.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of.
Starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of this.
Dr. Death.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of.
Starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of this.
Dr. Death.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of.
Starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good, too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
All right, and you know, Jenny, we talked a lot about, you mentioned earlier about small markets, and you mentioned the bigger markets like L.A. and New York and Miami, and of course San Francisco, where the Golden State Warriors are playing at. Recently, a small market team won an NBA championship, and that's the Milwaukee Bucks. And of course, their cornerstone player is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, the Thunder had three players that was a potential that they could have won an NBA championship. They had a chance to win it. They fell short against the Miami Heat. And, of course, it was the three that they had with Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. They've gone on and they've played for other teams. KD's won two NBA championships with the Warriors. I got to ask you, do you think with Milwaukee being a small market team or mid-market team in the NBA, is there a chance for, say, Oklahoma City or New Orleans or maybe Memphis? We've seen it with San Antonio or maybe a team like Sacramento. Do you think they have the capabilities to win an NBA championship in the future?
Well, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, we saw them, get to the finals. We saw them, nearly upend that great Warriors team in 16. I mean, yeah, absolutely. It's possible. But as I said before, it's just a different way of building. That's the thing is, teams like the Knicks, the Nets, Lakers, Clippers, teams on the coast have shown that they can just, get free agents, and the free agents are, essentially recruiting other free agents to come and join them. And those teams have huge media deals with their, local broadcasters that bring in so much more money than your smaller market teams do. So that's why, when you look at the Bucks, or you look at the Raptors a few years ago, and you look at the guys that those teams were the pillars, were the hallmarks, they came either via draft or very early in their career. Giannis was drafted by the Bucks. Middleton was not, but he joined the Bucks early in his career when he was, he wasn't the Chris Middleton we see today. He was, just a guy who they developed, and he became an all-star. So, that's the type of thing that the Thunder has to try to do. They have to try to build through the draft, through young guys. Obviously, they didn't draft Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, but got him after his rookie year. That's the type of thing that, you know, they hope will be a building block for the future. I think it does give hope. You know, you see these teams like Toronto. Obviously, they're a huge market, but they're, you know, not one of those coastal teams. And then Milwaukee, clearly more of a small market team. So I think that that does give hope to every small market team, but they have to do it through the draft. I mean, you can't hope that you're going to acquire some big free agent. It might happen. You know, we saw Paul George come here. Not exactly it was a trade, but it was a deal that he and Russell Westbrook were, you know, talking about, working through, and they were comfortable with. But for the most part, you know, luck and hope is not going to get you there. You got to do it through the draft. You got to find great players and then develop them into superstars. That's what both of those franchises did. And I think that's what the Thunder, that's what they did in their first run to being a contender. And that's what they hope to replicate again over these next how many ever years it takes to get to that point.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, clowns can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, the undoctored story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your Thursday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep. Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me, in a punk band?
We are Lady Punk.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
He puked to a lady in the front row. Ew.
We are Lady Punk. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.
I want to stay now with Oklahoma City. We're going to get more into Seattle and things of that nature in just a moment. But we know that Oklahoma City has been, since the franchise has arrived, since the Thunder have arrived in that city, has had one of the premier fan bases in the NBA. I know Oklahoma traditionally is a football state, but what is the NBA's popularity like in Oklahoma City?
I mean, it's high. When they were, especially when they had their great teams, I mean, it was definitely the show. Last year, with a team that was rebuilding, not so much. And we never saw the Thunder open up the arena to fans last year. You know, so that was a decision they made based on COVID, but I think it, you know, further sort of put the Thunder out of sight, out of mind for a year that wasn't very good. And, you know, so people weren't as enthused last year. But when you see, you know, the Thunder doing well, you see the fans very engaged and very interested, and people want that back. You know, they want that level of quality basketball to return. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely become something that the fans enjoy and love and are passionate about. And they're hoping that they have that championship level contender again in the not too distant future.
Were you a fan of NBA basketball before the franchise before the Thunder came to Oklahoma City?
Well, I mean, we had the Hornets here for a few years before that too. So obviously that became more of an interest, you know, those couple years too. But you know, I mean, I watch everything, so I don't know if I was a fan, and I don't know how much of a fan I am now, in terms of just sitting down and watching games. But you know, I think whenever you've got something that you're covering on a regular basis, you're definitely more engaged with it than otherwise. So. I would say that's probably the same with a lot of people in Oklahoma City. I think, you know, people weren't opposed to it, but they maybe weren't as engaged as they've become over the last decade plus.
You know, we've heard a lot about the Thunder play in downtown Oklahoma City at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. And from watching those Thunder games on television, well, pre-COVID, it seems like those fans are just energetic and very excited. Can you describe to the listeners out there, Jenny, what's it like watching being at Chesapeake Energy Arena for a Thunder game?
Yeah, I mean, when the team's been good, which has been most years since they came here, yeah, I mean, it's an enthusiastic crowd, and you know, I think it's been called a collegiate crowd. I think that's been said in a positive way. You know, people very engaged. They don't just sit and, you know, watch. They're really into the game. So I think that's unlike some NBA markets where the fans can be a little bit more passive until, you know, maybe the fourth quarter or the end of games. And you definitely see an engagement from Thunder fans that's really high. So I think that it, you know, it's been said by people outside of here, by players here, you know, it's one of the louder, more rowdy environments that they've seen in the NBA. You know, I think there's a lot of really good ones. I think, you know, Utah has been a place that's been that way for a long time. Golden State, even before they got really good, had a really, you know, loud and strong fan base. You know, I think there are definitely some comparisons to those two for a lot of people around the NBA. So, and that's you know, it's fun to be in that environment, whether you're playing in the crowd, covering the game. It's always fun when that energy is high.
Last question before I let you go. Adam Silver has been very open about the NBA possibly expanding and maybe getting more cities involved in the league. Is there a chance, in your opinion, that Seattle could have an NBA franchise in the future?
Well, I mean, it would be an uneducated opinion, but I don't know why they wouldn't be able to be in that mix again. You know, the biggest problem they had when the franchise left there and came here was they had an arena that just didn't have the revenue streams available to it, suites and you know, loge boxes and all the things that are now part of pretty much every NBA arena. They just didn't have it at Key Arena. So, you know, that to me, the timing just set up poorly for them to get that done. They had done some renovations to Key Arena, but they had also done baseball and, you know, done some things for the other teams in Seattle, and taxpayers were just, they weren't ready to foot that bill again. And so to make that a viable arena for, you know, really maximizing NBA revenue streams, they just weren't interested. So I think if that's something that can be remedied and they can figure out a way to provide that for a franchise, which I assume that they can, that would make a lot of sense. You know, obviously that's a huge market that had a long history with the NBA. I don't know why they couldn't do it again. It just seems like to me that's the thing that will have to be remedied if they can figure out a way to have an arena that makes sense for the NBA now, not for the NBA as it used to be. Those revenue streams are really important, and I think we've all seen that Seattle will get behind its teams. I mean, we've seen what Seahawks games look like. They've obviously gotten behind not just other sports, but women's basketball. The WNBA team there has been wildly popular, so that can definitely be an NBA market again. I'm sure that there'll be the bidding and the attempts by other cities to get an NBA franchise if expansion happens will be extremely spirited. That's obviously a huge situation for any city. So I'm sure Seattle will be in the mix, and I think it'd be cool to see them have a franchise again. It'd be cool to see another iteration of the Seattle Sonics, which I'm sure that's what they would be. So I would enjoy it, and if it happens, I think it would be a cool thing to see the Oklahoma City Thunder facing the Seattle Supersonics.
You heard it from she's a sports columnist for the Oklahoman, Jenny Carlson. Jenny, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have a website where people can view your articles, let them know that as well.
Sure. Our website's theoklahoman.com, and obviously lots of NBA draft coverage up there right now as we get ready for tonight. The Thunder with 6 picks as it stands right now, so lots of interest around here to see what they'll do with those selections. And then I'm on Twitter at Jenny, J-E-N-N-I, Carlson, _OK. I'll have all sorts of NBA stuff there, obviously, in the next 24 hours or so.
Awesome. Jenny, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
All right. Thanks. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after
3-2,
this.
3-2, 2-3. They mix it up. They communicate. Worked last night. So far, Gilgeous Alexander hits the three. Beautiful tip pass by Mello, but Baisley runs the floor and gets the alley-oop.
Coach Stott not happy about that. Calls the timeout right away.
Blazers have yet to hit a three. Gilgeous Alexander hustling down the floor. Muscala from up top, and that's what he's been doing this season, hitting more threes per game. Gilgeous Alexander checked by Little. Gets to his left. Nice sidestep and finish.
The Thunder played last night and really got toasted by the 76ers down in Philly. Dort.
Lugans Dort.
Dort in his last 4 games had 42 against Utah. Now the Thunder have like some absurd.
The Dave's single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave's single is buy one, get one for $1, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. 4 Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90 Day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply. 90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. 4 Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90 Day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, film 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Jenny Carlson, sports columnist for the Oklahoman newspaper. It was great to have her on the program to share her insight on the 2020-2021 Oklahoma City Thunder season, also talking about the NBA's popularity in Oklahoma City, amongst other things. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.